Therapeutic Assessment and Single Case Study Design, Chapter 1, Introduction. The psychologist Jerome Bruner has written for several decades that a paradigmatic shift in psychological research is necessary and imminent. 1990. If the cognitive revolution erupted in 1956, the contextual revolution, at least in psychology, is occurring today. pp. 105-106. While the scale and speed of this revolution may be arguable, many psychologists have echoed the calls of Georgi, Fisher, and Dana for the resituating of psychology and, in particular, therapy within the vineyards of a human science. Drawing on Dilthey, Brentano, and Husserl, as well as Atwood, Stelorau, and Sullivan, researchers stroke clinicians within this movement have popularized a merging of two traditions of clinical psychology. The combination of assessment means with therapeutic ends has generated a new subfield of powerful, rich methods of understanding that researchers have only begun to explore. Among these, therapeutic assessment, TA, has become particularly popular due, in part, to its accessible, semi-structured form as well as the dedication to empirical support that Finn and colleagues have given it. Initial research of therapeutic assessment appears promising. TA has been associated with decreased psychological symptomatology, increased self-esteem, and an increased sense of hopefulness in college students. Finn and Tonsiger, 1992, Newman and Greenway, 1997. Clients who participated in TA before engaging in psychotherapy were shown to be more likely to be committed to therapy and to experience stronger alliance to therapists than those who engaged in traditional psychological assessment. Ackerman, Hilsereth, Beatty, and Blages, 2000, Hilsereth, Peters, and Ackerman, 2004. Also, Ferriner, Finn, Wilkinson, and Schaber, 2007, have investigated the effectiveness of TA as a family therapy intervention. There are several aspects of TA as it is practiced that have not been studied. One intriguing step of TA is the assessment intervention. This phase of the assessment involves the use of experientially poignant assessment tools to bring clients' concerning problems to life within the session. Such contextualizing and immediacy has been observed in clinical settings to make assessment information more powerful while rendering it more palatable for clients. To date, no empirical research has been performed on the effectiveness of this step or on the mechanisms of change that it may bring to bear. This particular stage of TA begs detailed investigation due to the complex, rich nature of the process and the difficulty of learning to perform this stage of therapeutic assessment as a clinician. Finn, 2007. Therapeutic assessment invokes both ideographic and nomothetic, norm-based, perspectives to develop holistic, rich, situated understandings of clients. Similarly, in the current study, I invoked statistical as well as empirical, thematic methods to understand the use of TA with assessment intervention with individuals. This study analyzed two therapeutic assessments administered by Dr. Stephen Finn with individuals who were within their first 6 months of individual therapy. The cases were administered with maximum adherence to clinical verisimilitude, including collaboration with referring therapists by the assessor. A time series design tracked brief, daily measures that were constructed based on the presenting concerns of the client participant. These were completed through three phases of study. A pre-intervention baseline phase duration, 3 weeks, an intervention phase duration, 4 to 5 weeks, and a post-intervention follow-up phase, after the final TA session duration, 4 weeks. Individuals completed longer, standardized measures of symptomatology and therapy progress at three different time points: pre-intervention, intervention, and 1 month follow-up. It was hypothesized that TA with assessment intervention would lead to a decrease in the negative symptomatic variables for each participant. Participants were also expected to report satisfaction with the TA process. In addition, it was hypothesized that both clients and referring therapists would report an increase in satisfaction with their therapy process. A time series analysis was used to test whether there was a significant change in daily measures of psychological symptoms. Borchardt, Nash, Murphy, Moore, Shaw, and O'Neill, 2008. Visual analysis served as the comparative method for global measures of symptomatology, satisfaction with TA, and therapy progress. This study also enlisted qualitative empirical methods to analyze the experience of TA and, specifically, the experience of the assessment intervention session. Qualitative data came from transcripted interviews conducted by me with the subjects after the TA and with Dr. Finn both before the assessment intervention session and after the TA. Thematic analysis was applied to the qualitative data with grounded theory method steps developed by Glaser and Strauss, 1967, as modified by Strauss and Corbin, 2008. The conceptualization of the texts had two general operations. The first operation was the conceptualization of codes. Utterances within the text were broken into meaning units which were coded for their content within subjects. During coding, concepts were cross-cut or related to one another. These relationships were compared to incoming data and accepted, modified, or abandoned after further analysis. These codes were then organized into categories. Categories were combined into a hierarchical structure that describes the themes of the experience each client had of their assessment intervention. The codes were also combined between subjects for themes that were applicable to both of their experiences. These themes were compared to current theories of assessment intervention and other theories of therapeutic change and process. Chapter 2, Review of the Literature. Traditional psychological assessment. Psychological assessment has traditionally been viewed as an objective evaluation of a subject's categorizable, nomothetic traits. Fisher, 1970. Like any scientific measurement process, psychological assessment sought to minimize bias and error so that the scores of predetermined personality and intelligence variables could be determined as accurately as possible. Such assessments have been used for diagnostic clarification and treatment planning. They serve administrative purposes in school systems for determining if criteria are met for a special needs placement. They may also be used in forensic settings to determine competency to stand trial or to inform deliberations in custody disputes. Finn and Tonsiger, 1997, described traditional assessment techniques as fulfilling an information gathering function. They cited the importance of this function when it is necessary and sufficient to determine how a client compares to others within predetermined factors. Such normothetic approaches can provide a large amount of information about a client in a relatively short period of time and can, if used appropriately, provide useful information for consequent treatment or other decision processes. However, there are several limitations to this traditional model. Despite traditional assessment's purported utility, few studies have shown advantages in treatment outcomes when comparing treatments that relied on psychological testing to those that did not. Finn and Tonsiger, 1997, Ben Porath, 1997, Nelson and Adams, 1997. Also, recent scholarship has pointed to controversies about the validity of tests Mayer, 1997, Nieswersky and Wood, 1995, and the impact this has on the reputation of psychological assessment, Finn and Tonsiger, 1997. Additionally, the oracular role of the assessor and the objectification of the client have been implicated in the maintenance of a disease model of psychology that offers reductionism rather than understanding and compromises a client's rights, Fisher, 1970. Clients may not necessarily dispute a report. They may not be able to control who sees it, nor do they necessarily understand it. This scenario can leave clients feeling anxious about the opacity and authority of psychological testing. The American Psychological Association's, APA, 2002, Code of Ethics now requires some reasonable attempt at giving test result feedback to clients. However, Smith, Wiggins, and Gorsk, 2007, found that many psychologists were still not giving clients a written report, and some do not even give oral feedback. When reports are given, they may not necessarily be in language that is understandable or contextualized for the client. The result can be the disempowerment of the client as a consumer of incontrovertible, confusing information. Fisher, 1972. The rest of the chapters continue with identical wording to the original text, with line breaks and punctuation added for pacing, exactly as demonstrated above.